In the U.S., the number of suspected SARS cases has remained relatively low. 59 cases are currently under investigation by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's up from 51 yesterday. No SARS cases have been confirmed in the U.S., and no patients have died. Health officials have been meeting airplanes arriving from China, Vietnam, Hong Kong, Singapore, advising passengers to seek medical attention if they've had recent flu-like symptoms or know somebody with SARS. Hospitals are also seeing patients who have symptoms that could be related to SARS, and they're taking precautions to prevent SARS from spreading to health workers, as it has in other countries. NPR's Joe Palca has this report.
If a patient walks into the George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C. with a fever and a persistent cough, doctors don't immediately assume they have a case of SARS on their hands.
Would we consider the possibility that SARS is there? Of course, because it's in the news. Would we immediately isolate the patient before asking any questions? No.
Gary Simon is the head of infectious disease at the hospital. Simon says he'd need to know more about a patient before he took any drastic steps. For example, many cases of SARS have been traced to the Hotel Metropole in Hong Kong. Simon would want to know where a potential SARS patient had been.
If they'd been in Hong Kong in the right hotel, yes, somebody would think of that immediately. If they'd been on an airplane, we would consider it. An airplane coming from Asia. But there's a lot of people who come into Washington on airplanes every day, and so we're not isolating every patient who comes in with a cough and a temperature over 100.4.
But let's say the cough has been getting steadily worse to the point where the patient is having trouble breathing, and suppose the fever has shot well past 100.4, and the patient has been in the Far East within the last week. Then, says Simon, doctors would take immediate steps.
Everybody puts on masks. The patient puts on a mask, we put on a mask, we put on gloves, we probably put on a gown, although I suspect this is purely respiratory spread, and probably one needs nothing more than a mask to prevent transmission, although that data isn't finally in at this point.
Then the patient would be put in an isolation room, a procedure that's not all that unusual. Simon says tuberculosis patients are routinely isolated. So far, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there have been 59 cases of SARS in this country from 21 states, but none from the District of Columbia, or at least none yet.
I've seen one patient who may have had it. She's better. She's clearly better. She was in Hong Kong, not in the hotel that's been identified. She was also in Hanoi for 10 days. She got sick, she's got better. She still has a persistent cough, but she's basically clinically better.
Simon has reported the case to D.C. health officials who are responsible for notifying the CDC. He has also sent in blood samples so her blood can be checked to see if she really had the new illness when a blood test is available. The good news is that a blood test may soon be available. Klaus Storr of the World Health Organization says WHO now believes a new variant of a class of viruses known as coronaviruses causes SARS. At a news conference in Geneva yesterday, Storr said a test for the virus has already been developed and is being validated in Hong Kong.
Three laboratories in Hong Kong will use two different tests and will identify SARS patients in Hong Kong. And these tests will then be further rolled out to other countries quickly.
Although the number of cases is likely to grow for a while, WHO's David Heyman thinks control measures can stop SARS. Heyman is in charge of communicable diseases at WHO.
After the alert that we raised, there's been a heightened search for cases in most countries, and cases have been isolated immediately and stopped. So we think the measures that we've made have sensitized the world and are preventing a disease from becoming a major pandemic, and that's our hope.
A hope that is shared by doctors and patients around the world. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.